projecting windows and pointed gables. He could see soldiers with halberds and spouts where the water ran, like dragons and serpents. That was a house to look at. And there lived an old man who wore plush breeches, and he had a coat with large brass buttons and a wig that one could see was a real wig. Every morning there came an old fellow to him who put his rooms in order and went on errands. Otherwise, the old man in the plush breeches was quite alone in the old house. Now and then he came to the window and looked out, and the little boy nodded to him, and the old man nodded again, and so they became acquaintances, and then they were friends, although they had never spoken to each other, but that made no difference. The little boy heard his parents say, "The old man opposite is very well off, but he is so very, very lonely." The Sunday following, the little boy took something and wrapped it up in a piece of paper, went downstairs and stood in the doorway. And when the man who went on errands came past, he said to him, "I think..."